From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. As President Bush played host to the French president today, Pakistan stole the spotlight. Juggling meetings with Nicolas Sarkozy, Mr. Bush found time to make a phone call to Pakistan's leader, Pervez Musharraf. He pressed Musharraf to hold democratic elections and to give up his role as head of the military.
Pakistan was also on the minds of Congress today, as the Deputy Secretary of State testified before the House. We'll have more on that shortly. But we'll begin with Sarkozy's visit. The French president spent time on Capitol Hill before he sat down with Mr. Bush. Here's NPR's David Green.
In a speech to both houses of Congress, Sarkozy declared France a friend of the U.S., but he said friends can disagree, and he made clear he thinks President Bush could do more to fight global warming. He used an interpreter.
Those who love the country of wide open spaces, of national parks, and nature-protected nature reserves expect America to stand alongside Europe in leading, I repeat, leading the fight against global warming.
Mr. Bush, for his part, played gracious host to Sarkozy. He took him to Virginia to tour George Washington's Mount Vernon estate. The leader spoke to reporters, but this was overshadowed by news that Mr. Bush had just gotten off the phone with Pakistan's president. Mr. Bush said he told Musharraf that
we believe strongly that in elections, and that you ought to have elections soon, and you need to take off your uniform.
It was the first time Mr. Bush spoke to Musharraf since Pakistan's president declared a state of emergency last weekend. David Green, NPR News, The White House.